You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1497 of Hillbilly Shorts. I can't believe we're going to be at 1500 by the end of this week.
I know, that's crazy, right?
It is crazy. All right, more of these crazy things a kid said. My three-year-old niece, whenever apologizing, says, "I'm sorry," in a really low, gravelly voice. It sounds very creepy and threatening, over the past year, it's become clear she is being sincere and trying to mimic a low voice to convey seriousness.
Maybe she's a smoker.
I find it funny, but I've tried to express to her that the tone of her voice might make people think that she's saying sorry sarcastically or meanly, but she doesn't get it yet, so that's funny. I was the Sunday school teacher at my church for preschool to second grade kids. A girl I didn't know came in with her friend one Sunday. I don't remember the lesson, but I was asking the kids about pets. The little girl said she used to have hamsters, so I asked if her mom had rehomed them. She states no, they died. I asked her if they just passed from old age, to which she said, "No, I did it," in a matter-of-fact way. I was a little shocked, but I quickly thought of a likely reason. I asked her if it was an accident, and if she maybe just hadn't learned how to hold them properly, all the while reassuring her that it wasn't her fault and that she shouldn't blame herself. Her response? "Oh no, I drowned them. Just to watch." I had no idea how to follow up with that.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm pretty sure I just tried to change the subject.
I think I would have.
You know, I think I've told you this before. There was years ago before I met you, when I first got divorced, I was staying with my best friend, Rondell.
Mm-hmm.
And in his complex, apartment complex, there was a girl, strictly by coincidence, that I had went out with years before that. Like, I'm talking fresh out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't seen each other in years. She had these two or three kids. They were demonic.
Oh.
Literally. One of the kids, she had a cat that had kittens. One of the kids, who was about six at the time, put one of the kittens in a Tupperware bowl and sealed it up. And it died.
Oh.
And he did it on purpose.
And what did mom say about that?
I don't remember what happened. Well, I mean, she obviously was mad about it, but it was like,
oh my gosh,
what are you going to do?
It's kind of creepy because some kids are kind of mean to animals. I don't understand why they are, but I don't know if they try to hurt them out of curiosity to see what will happen,
I
guess.
That's how serial killers start, though.
I know it. That's what's scary about the whole thing.
My ex had found out that she was pregnant again. She was told that she had again suffered a miscarriage with her current pregnancy.
Aww.
My ex then went to tell her three-year-old daughter the news. Her daughter calmly stated that she hadn't lost her baby brother and he was still in the tummy. My ex figured she was just trying to cope with the news in her own special way and gently told her that that wasn't the case. As it turns out, she hadn't lost a baby and it was indeed a boy. This came as a huge but pleasant surprise to her, of course, but my ex couldn't get over how her daughter knew that it was a boy before she did.
Well, that's...
And knew that she didn't have a miscarriage.
Well, I mean... Okay.
Well, it says there's more. She thought it was so strange because at that age, or that stage of her pregnancy, it was way too soon to have known the baby's gender. I guess the kid somehow had psychic powers, or was just a lucky guess. I mean, you do have a 50-50 shot.
Well, I know that, but why did her mom think she had a miscarriage?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, why did that person think they had a miscarriage?
I mean, obviously something had happened where, you know, she'd had one before, so maybe it was the same type of situation. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I'm glad she didn't.
All right, here's another one. After my mom had repeatedly called for my dad to come down for his birthday dinner, she told my four-year-old nephew to go tell Dad, for the last time, come down for your birthday dinner. Well, this sounds like a fun, exciting night.
Mm-hmm. Must not like what they were having.
He mixed up his words when he went and instead told my dad, come down for his last birthday. He passed away about 3 weeks later. I still wonder if my nephew knew something that we didn't at the time, or if it was pure coincidence.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's very creepy.
Let's do one more. My then 3-year-old used to say that before coming home to us, he was a little girl living in Japan with her great-grandfather. They were fishing one day, and a big wave knocked them off the boat, and that's when he turned into a boy and came to live with us. It was very creepy indeed. I've always felt that kids have special access to their information while they're younger, and this kind of confirmed it for me.
That is nuts.
Those are the most amazing stories, those kids with previous life stories.
Yes, they are very amazing. We should do that again.
They're hard to... I keep trying to do them, but they're hard to find as many compelling episodes. Compelling ones that we just haven't done yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. We probably need to do one of those again soon.
It's amazing. Amazing.
So, all right, guys. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1498 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey.
Chasey, we're going to do some more of those creepy things kids said, and then we'll finish the rest of the week up doing something else. We'll do the vengeful things that people do at work.
I hope you didn't find one on me.
You don't do anything. The stuff you do that you would think would be bad would be something people are like, really? That's what you did? You didn't put the toilet paper back on the roll? Oh. That's what you did?
Whatever.
You didn't take your garbage out when you left, and you left a waste basket full? Ooh, you rebel.
You don't know me.
My parents told me that when I was little, my teachers hated sending me to get chalk from the office because I would never say something nice and normal like, "Hi, I would like some chalk, please." Instead, I would say something more to the tune of, "Chalk is needed," in a weird and creepy low voice. I'm sure I sounded like a demon child to some of the adults. Maybe they thought I was going to use the chalk in some ritual or something. That's like my son, Alex. He says stuff like that. He just randomly says stuff that more like you would hear out of a Shakespearean play or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is thou having for dinner? Or so he just says goofy stuff like that.
Kristen does that too.
Yeah, she does do that sometimes.
That's weird. Well, that's crazy.
When my child was about 4 or 5, she claimed she had 3 imaginary friends, Eeny, Miney, and Moe. They apparently referred to her as Meanie.
I was going to say, what happened to Meanie?
But that wasn't even the creepy part. The creepy part was the fact that she told me her imaginary friends don't like to go into her closet because there was a creepy old man in there. I checked her closet several times, but never found anything.
Yikes. So her imaginary friends are like, nope.
Her imaginary friends are even tired of the BS. You're on your own. I babysat a couple of kids in high school for some extra cash. The girl was probably around 6 and the boy was 4. The girl asked me around 7:30 p.m. if she could go outside to play with her friend. I asked, well, who is your friend? To which she replied, his name is Devil. He lives in the ground of my backyard with his scary dog. I was so freaked out. Her brother overheard her and came over to scold her. He said, you know we can't do that because the last time we woke him up, he got mad and did bad things to us. But the girl still wanted to go outside to play, but I wouldn't let her. Then a little boy tried to convince me to play the Ouija board with him. I left as soon as the next babysitter came to relieve me around midnight. She informed me that their house was haunted. I never babysat there again.
Okay. Now, when you got a 4-year-old saying that stuff, something must be up. Yeah.
Where's this one?
She's probably like, just keep your money. I'm not coming back.
This one says, I was stationed in Germany and lived in a small village. We rented out a remodeled townhouse, and our landlords lived next door. Everything in the house was recently redone, except for its ancient basement. It was going into the basement gave me and my wife the creeps. One night, my 4-year-old kid wakes up crying and just keeps repeating, the old people said they don't want me here anymore. We moved out a month or two later. Think about that.
I think it's kind of rude. That's what I think.
When my nephew was 3, I went to my sister's house to watch him and his older sister. I was in the kitchen washing up some dishes when I looked out and saw him climbing up the top of the water slide and noticed that the pool cover was auto-retracting. I ran out to go get him because he couldn't swim at the time. I grabbed him before he reached the top. He thought it was funny. I put him down, and I couldn't figure out how he knew to retract the cover. His 4-year-old sister came out and said the old man at the end of the pool told her to push the button. There was no one there. I was totally freaked out. I'm so glad my sister moved from that house.
Oh, my gosh. Ugh. So somebody else that didn't like kids. He's trying to drown him.
Once a child approached me out of the blue. He looked like he was about 6 years old, and I was on a walk, so I just smiled at him and kept on walking. He stopped me, looked me dead in the eyes, and then he said, "You are hunted as well," with absolutely no context. I was horrified, but didn't know what to make of it, so I just laughed awkwardly, and I walked off. I hope I wasn't cursed that day or something.
Oh. Little kids are creepy.
I'll do one more. As a 5-year-old child, I told my parents I didn't sleep in my bed because of the old lady. Nearly every morning, they would find me asleep in the closet. They didn't think too much of it until other people came to stay with us, and they'd mention that they too saw an old lady standing over them when they woke up in the middle of the night. This happened to a good 3 visitors in the same room and bed. All of them refused to step foot in that room again. So, there you go.
Nice.
How can people... I still don't understand how people can say there's no such thing as ghosts.
When you've got stuff
like that.
Yeah. Especially when little kids say it. Like little kids.
Yeah. I could say that.
Yeah.
But all right, guys. We love you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Hey, guys. If you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.